You're listening to the Digital Insurance Agent Podcast. In each episode, we explore the latest trends, tools, and strategies for growing your insurance agency in the digital age. Join host Carl Willis, a seasoned financial services digital marketing consultant, as he interviews industry experts, shares success stories, and provides actionable tips to help you stay ahead of the curve and build a successful and sustainable insurance agency in today's ever-evolving market. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, this show is the ultimate guide to help you modernize your business and thrive in the digital world.
Hey, it's Carl from Agent Branding and Marketing, and today we want to talk about how to build your email list for your insurance agency. The old saying is, the money is in the list, and that's just as true today as it ever has been. And so we want to talk to you about how to get those emails. How can you enlarge your list? How can you grow the contact database of prospects that you're working with? And so first and foremost, you want to make sure you've got some type of lead capture form on your website. Now, there's a little caveat to this. The more information you ask for, the fewer number of leads you're going to get, but you will get a higher quality of leads. So one of the things you're going to have to kind of work through is, do you want a larger number of leads, or would you like a better quality of lead? And when we talk about asking for more information, that might be pre-screening questions. If you're asking for name, address, phone number, you're going to get fewer leads than if you were just simply asking for an email. So it's really up to you to decide how you want to do that. If you ask for just email alone, you are going to get more responses. However, you have to remember, many of us, myself included, have what I call a throwaway email address. Yeah, that's the one we use when we want to buy a product or we want to see what an offer is, but we don't want all of the promotional emails, so we give that email address. So just realize that if all you're asking for is an email address, you're going to get a large number of those as part of it. The more information you ask for, the fewer of those you'll get. However, you won't get as many leads because you're asking people to disclose more about who they are and what their intention is. Second thing is, create a blog for your insurance agency. Start creating content that people can grab value from, that will educate them, that will show more of your expertise that people want to utilize, that people are going to want for their own decision-making process. That could be a checklist. That could be, things like helpful tips. Any of those types of things work well. Now, normally with blog content, your best response will be to content that has titles like this, how to XYZ, or put a number in front of it. Three steps to lowering your car insurance rates. Five things that auto insurance companies look for when quoting you a rate. So little things like that always work well in a blog environment. From an SEO standpoint, you have to remember that a blog is going to almost be like an individual website. It can actually rank on its own. And what we find is the best articles on a blog are between 1,000 and 2,000 words, that they do have some imagery to it, and that they also have some links. One link going outbound to another authority source, and maybe one or two internal links to things on your website that are going to be of value to your prospects and to your customers. The next thing that we want to look at is that you want to use landing pages when appropriate to build that email marketing list. Now, if you're a captive agent, you may not have the opportunity to use anything outside of your agency website, but that's okay. Even your agency website, if you're a captive agent, is going to have unique landing pages on it for generally the product lines, homeowners, auto, life, those types of things. So use those things accordingly. Instead of just directing people to your main website, direct people to that page that responds to what it is that they're looking for, and then give them the ability to subscribe, to contact you, to somehow give you their information on that page. The next thing is offer discounts when appropriate for those that give you their information. Now, again, as an insurance agent, you may not always be able to do that. But if you've got some flexibility in one of the services you're offering, or create a value for a service, this is what I prefer to do, is that you'll do a complimentary insurance policy review and just assign a value to it. This would normally be a $50 service. When you put some value to it, people are more willing to respond to what you're doing. Then you want to use contests and giveaways. And contests and giveaways can be really simple. Register now for an opportunity to win a $50 Starbucks gift card, or a $50 Amazon gift card, or dinner at Texas Roadhouse, or whatever you want that to look like. And then collect those emails and then just pick somebody out of that. There's also programs that can do that for you, but that's probably the easiest way, is just to do it that way. And then draw a name and award that. Now, next thing we want to look at is using the power of a call to action to grow your list. And so call to actions are really simple. Register now. Act now. Learn more. Download now. Any of those command type calls to action work very well to grow your email marketing list. And then finally, take advantage of social media to grow your email list. The easiest way to do this is provide some value on your social media. And then behind that, offer even more value, more content when somebody subscribes to your list. So anyway, these are just a few thoughts for you today. Hope you find those helpful, and I'll talk to you soon.